Hi, Dr. Pinsky. Dick Tatey and I meet on a female named Udelka, Y-U-D-E-L-K-A, Henriquez, H-E-N-R-I-Q-U-E-Z. You may not know that I previously evaluated Ms. Henriquez as described in a report of 12-31-15, but this pertained to injuries she allegedly sustained to her back while at work at the Jewish Federation of Southern New Jersey on 1-28-14. She's now a 46-year-old woman who reports she was injured again working for the insured on 7-16-21. She was the restrained driver of a small bus with 21 passengers seating when it was hit from the rear by a vehicle at a high speed. Her vehicle was empty. She states the car that hit her hood popped up, and then he drove away. She believes she injured her back, left arm, neck, and right foot, and went to Jefferson Emergency Room afterwards. She is unaware of her final diagnosis, but did not undergo any surgery. She is now receiving physical therapy at Rehab Excellence. In paragraph, the petitioner provided us with a copy of the New Jersey Police Crash Investigation Report. There were no injuries documented that the petitioner may have sustained on that occasion. As per her claim petition, she alleges on 7-16-21, she was in a motor vehicle accident, injuring her neck, right arm, left leg, and lower back. Her treatment records show she was seen on 1-28-20, well before the subject event, but this was for bronchitis. She was seen in this practice periodically for general medical problems. On 8-12-21, she underwent lumbar spine x-rays that showed mild levoscoliosis. There's minimal L4-5 malalignment. The L4 vertebrae is located just posterior to the L5 vertebrae. This is less prominent in extension and resolves with flexion. Cervical spine x-rays were done the same day and showed straightening of the cervical lordosis. To C6-7 disc space, there was narrowing with an anterior spur. New paragraph, she was seen surgically by Dr. Mitchell on 8-3-21. He attempted to obtain a history from this petitioner of her current and past injuries that will be inserted as marked. With respect to the subject event, he diagnosed lumbar sprain and neck sprain. He referred her for x-rays of those body regions. She returned on 8-13-21, noting their results as mentioned above. At that juncture, he deemed she reached maximum medical improvement and had completed physical therapy and could perform a home exercise program. She could work without restrictions. The paragraph prior records show she was seen by a chiropractor named Dr. Zweibaum, Z-W-E-I-B-A-U-M, on 12-2-05. This was after an automobile accident the previous day. He listed her numerous subjective complaints and diagnosed lumbar radiculitis with intervertebral disc disorder, cervical intervertebral disc disorder, cervical brachial syndrome, thoracic sprain, cervicalgia, costochondral sprain, and contusions of the lower leg. Period. He noted cervical spine x-rays. Showed reversal of the cervical lordosis. But there's a break in George's line consistent with ligamentous injury at C4-5. But thoracic spine x-rays were unremarkable. But lumbar x-rays showed mild thoracolumbar scoliosis. Period. He then initiated her on a course of frequent chiropractic adjustments and physical therapy modalities, period. On 3/30/06, she was seen by another chiropractor named Dr. Bollinger, B-O-L-I-N-G-E-R, relative to another accident of 2/22/06, period. He diagnosed cervical sprain and radiculitis, thoracic sprain, with lumbar sprain and radiculitis. He also initiated a course of chiropractic treatment. Period history was remarkable for a motor vehicle accident in 2001, in which she sustained injuries to her lower back on the right and left. Period. She was still treated for the accident when this current accident occurred. Period. She continued to receive chiropractic care at this facility over the ensuing many months, running through 4/4/07, period. Dr. Bollinger wrote, she had unresolved cervical sprain with multi-level intervertebral disc herniations secondary to the motor vehicle collision on 2/22/06, as well as unresolved thoracic and lumbar, as well as cervical thoracic myofascial pain syndrome and strains secondary to the same accident, period. He wrote she had undergone an appropriate amount of conservative treatment. Period, although she made clinical progression, she failed to recover to her. She failed to appreciate recover to a status of pre-injury. Period, he therefore opined further forms of conservative care would do little to bring about additional functional merits. Period, she is stationary with soft tissue residuals that are permanent. Period, her long-term prognosis remains unfavorable. Period, new paragraph, she did undergo lumbar MRI on 1/30/06 to be inserted. Period, she had a CAT scan of the cervical spine on 2/23/06 to be inserted. Period, on 4/4/06, she had a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis to be inserted. Period, MRI of the cervical spine was done on 6/13/06 to be inserted. Period, new paragraph, on 7/5/06, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Khan, K-A-H-N, at the referral of Dr. Bollinger. Period. He examined her and reviewed the MRI findings. Period. He recommended continuation of chiropractic care as well as physical therapy. But he also recommended an EMG of the upper extremities as well as an MRI of the lumbar spine. Period. These were all related to the auto accident of 2/22/06. Period. On 2/6/14, she saw his associate named Dr. Gleimer, G-L-E-I-M-E-R. Period, he recommended continuation of therapy and prescribed tramadol, Robaxin, and ibuprofen. Period, she was to return in 1 month for reevaluation, but needed to remain out of work until then. compared at the visit of 3/6/14, she reported 50% improvement. Period. On 7/27/06, she did undergo a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period. On 9/11/14, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Rosen for low back pain. Period. She used to work as a bus driver. Period. She has been driving a small school bus for 3.5 hours per day, approximately. Period. Her original job was in an office. Period. He noted MRI revealed bulging discs, but no herniation in the lumbar spine. Period. His diagnostic assessment was simply that of lower back pain. Period. He recommended an FCE, therapy, and pain management with Dr. Saxteen. Period. She did see Dr. Cataldo on 4/24/15 relative to an injury of 1/28/14. Period. She was closing a wheelchair at a client's residence and felt pain in her lower back. Period. She went to the emergency room where x-rays of the lumbar spine were performed. Period. She then was seen at Concentra and had a lumbar MRI on 4/14/14. Period. This revealed L2-3 annular disc bulging with superimposed central and inferior protrusion, effacing the fecal sac, and L3-4 bulging of annulus, effacing the fecal sac. Period. She was referred for additional therapy. Period. Dr. Cataldo offered assessments of permanency at the lumbar spine. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed bunions of the feet, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Spine cervical range of motion was full in all spheres, but extension and bilateral rotation elicited tenderness. Period. She was tender at the sternocleidomastoid muscles bilaterally and the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the right or in the midline. So that is normal thoracic. She was tender at the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. The rest of that is normal. Lumbar sacral. Active lumbar flexion was to 75 degrees, but motion was otherwise full. Period. She pointed straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 65 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the right at 90 degrees, no low back and radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. On 7/16/21, Yudelka Enriquez was involved in a work-connected motor vehicle collision, but this was superimposed upon several other automobile and work-related injuries. Period. I, in fact, had evaluated her in November 2015 relative to a 1/28/14 injury at work. Period. We will insert what is marked from that report. New paragraph after the subject event. She did have x-rays of the cervical and lumbar spine. Apparently, she participated in physical therapy and had neurosurgical evaluation by Dr. Mitchell. Apparently, he concluded she had sprains and strains and did not require further treatment. Period. New paragraph of the current exam found there to be full range of motion of the cervical spine where Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. There was mildly decreased active range of motion of the lumbar spine. Period. Straight leg raise maneuvers were negative for radicular pain. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 0%. Permanent partial total disability referable to the low back, right arm, or left leg. Period. She has been able to remain in the workforce. Period. Of note, the New Jersey Police crash investigation report did not document that Ms. Enriquez sustained any injuries in this incident. Period. And that is the end.